Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fly ball to left field.
It is indeed time for the Fort. Michael McHenry, he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You know him as a former Pirate catcher and current Pirate analyst. Michael, glad to be with you again. Don Kelly has a winning record as the Pirate manager. What are some specific things that he's done to make that so?
Well, first off, I think I need to change my alarm clock to Greg Brown's call.
I think so.
It just gets me fired up every time. You know, Donnie's such a likable person, and he's such a baseball mind. He's been in it for so long, and I think the guys just have a different respect. I think they see him as not an equal, but someone that they can go into his office, sit down, and just have some ball talk with. Just recently, I was in there in the video room talking to some of the guys, and he just sat down for about 8 to 10 minutes, which isn't normal for a manager, and just kind of shot the breeze. Like, how's life? What's going on? What are you seeing? What's going on the field that you may notice that I haven't noticed? And that's someone that's very, you know, hungry to learn, very diligent in what he wants to do. And it's really special. You don't get that all the time. Some people have ego and they don't want to hear much about it. This guy always is learning, always is growing. He's always thinking about the person first.
And how does that translate to wins?
I think you're seeing a team that's playing a lot more fearless, and they're playing a lot more together. You know, when you see bunts and you're putting pressure on defense and guys throwing it away and it's an $80 million player, that's never a bad thing. It's saying we're buying in. And I think that's what Donnie gives, because you can't say Donnie's not putting in all the work that he needs to put in. He's not, you know, touching base with each and every guy, because that's what he's always done. That's who he's always been. He just has a bigger title, and I think it didn't get to him, and I think he surrounded himself with some really good people, especially when it comes to Gene Lamont. I mean, you talk about being humble enough to say, I need someone with wisdom that's been around the game a long time that's completely different than the norm right now, and that was a slam dunk for me. And he can go to him and say, hey, what do you see? And it's more of a baseball thing. It's more in the dirt instead of on the computer, and I love that.
The bullpen, I would say, also has taken a turn for the better. I don't know how much of that has to do with him, how much of that has to do with the right personnel mix there. But one guy is Ashcraft has been just electric, hasn't he? What do you make of him so far?
I love it. I mean, we remember a couple of years ago when Carmen Jinsky did the same thing. You know, starter turned reliever, stuff ticked up a little bit. This slider he throws is absolutely insanely good, kind of cutterish at times. But it's a huge swing and miss. He's got a power fastball and a power breaking ball. And I think he has the attitude, the mindset to be in that bullpen. And I think there's no better way to learn for a young puppy than to come up, get the bullpen, get some innings under his belt, and just go out there and punch tickets, not worry about pitch counts, not worry about getting to the third, fourth, fifth inning, whatever it is in today's game. They just go out and get outs because stuff always plays. And that's one thing I think we're doing better in the bullpen is we're putting better stuff, you know, having Kyle Nicholas back up, who's got incredible stuff, who's just got to get that deer out of headlights look at times on the mound. When you have stuff out there, it's going to play because you're going to get swing and miss and you're going to get out of your own jams. And that's exactly what's happening.
Offensively last night, they had 15 hits. I think 9 were going the other way. How much of that is a team approach? And is that the way you need to be?
Yeah, I think the game tells you everything. When a guy's going to pound you away, you got to kind of sit out there and, you know, take what he's going to give you. You can't try to force something. We always want to chase power, but the game is shifting, maybe not as fast as I like and as you would like, but we're starting to see people chase hits and not chase, you know, power and have more swing and miss. You know, you can do a lot of damage by stacking hits together just as much as you can, just waiting back for the home run. I mean, that's kind of a rally killer when you think about it. When it's fun and exciting, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of balls in play, and I think that's what they're doing a really good job of. They're buying into what they can do as an individual, but also having a sense of a team approach. And honestly, the game's going to tell you, I always tell people, the ball never lies. If this guy's going to pound you away and you're going to try to pull him, you're going to have a long day. But if you take what he's going to give you, I mean, there's a good chance you may find a couple wins within your at-bats, and that's all you're trying to look for, because if you can stack wins throughout that lineup, we're going to win a lot more games.
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me greatly saddened.
Thank you very kindly, Joe. What did you make, Michael, of Mike Burrows' start yesterday? He didn't go very deep into the game, but I'm starting to see some things that are pretty encouraging from him. How about you?
You know, I think today's game is so different. We used to think about depth, right? And that's why we have Heaney, right? We signed him. He's going to take the innings. He's going to get to the six just about every time he walks out there. But these young guys just go out and get outs and try to put up zeros. And if it takes 70, 80 pitches through three, you just kind of wash it and move on, because a zero is always better than giving up 3-4 runs. And yeah, you got to the fifth, but we're, you know, down for the count. We have to fight and claw our way back. So I like that these guys are competing. They're competing on another level where they're saying, I don't want to give up anything, even if I have to fight through. They're picking and choosing really good battles by walking some guys here and there, whether that's by design or just sheer luck. I love it. And these guys have swing and miss stuff so they can get out of it. And that's the coolest part, is as we go forward, this year is going to get really, really cool, because we're going to get better and better and better, especially on the mound, because the pure talent that's behind these guys in the big leagues is remarkable, and it's just going to get better and better. And I'm so excited about it.
Lastly, Michael, Connor Griffin already has a promotion up to High A Greensboro. Next up would be Altoona. What did you see of this guy, either, I don't know if you talked to him or not, or just from your observation in spring training? What do you make of Connor Griffin?
So I've known Connor for a little over 2 years. I had him at the USA trials a couple years ago. And how much he's grown. Obviously, he looked like Captain America then. He still does. He's a freakish athlete. And in spring training, I saw a hole in his swing. He was a little late. And I kid you not, it was probably a week to 8 days into the season. I'm like, I'm going to go check on Griff, see how he's doing. And sure enough, he moved his hands back. He was in a better position. His posture was better. And he was just electric. I mean, the bat-to-ball skills are off the charts. We know with the speed. I think what's impressed the organization more than anything is his ability at shortstop. How well he's played shortstop, I think, has kind of blown them away, because usually when a kid comes in from high school, they're a little bit erratic with the throws. They can't set their feet, but this guy's shown advanced skills to get around the ball and set a really good angle to make a clean throw. And he's got an absolute bazooka. He threw 98 when I was, you know, witness to him pitching off the mound. So he's got a great arm. And everybody thought, I think scout-wise, that he would end up in center field, but I think he's proven everybody wrong. And what he's doing is just silly. The numbers are silly. That's not a good league. Expect the power to maybe tick up even more, because it's a really hitter-friendly park. So I'm excited for this kid. And if he stays on this path, there's a good chance we see him within the, you know, next year, year and a half, because that's how talented he is.
Ooh, That's what I was just going to ask you. Within a year or a year and a half, that would be amazing to see that guy playing shortstop up here that soon.
Well, yeah, I think the game nowadays, was, you think about Jackson Morrell, high school kid, drafted as a shortstop, and then makes the opening day roster and almost wins Rookie of the Year. There's a huge advantage to giving guys opportunities early. You can get an extra pick. MLBPA is really going to incentivize that, and MLB in general. So, yeah, I think if he's ready, he's the only person that can stop him. He probably ends up in the Fall League this year, maybe ends up in Double A. Either way, if he goes to the Fall League and shows that he can hang, I mean, there's no reason to believe that he can't show out spring training. And I'm not making any predictions, but saying that he's the best player at shortstop next year at spring training. And it'd be hard, just like it was with Jared Jones, if he stands out so much, which just about every field I've ever seen him on, he does. It'd be hard not to bring him to Pittsburgh.
Michael, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. God bless you guys. Talk soon.
See ya. Wow. How about that little opinion? Limits that we, and that's a pretty educated opinion right there, at least as far as someone who knows the game and works with these younger guys. Connor Griffin next season,
if he hits the way that he does, I hope that they reward him and call him up. Yeah, could we see Connor Griffin at 2021?
Why not?
I'd take it,
man. So would I. All right, back to the business at hand. It's Aaron Rodgers Day. Over on the south side, he addressed the team, said he's all in. Have you seen any photos yet of this guy, Limits? Have we seen him in a Steeler jersey yet?
No, practice is supposed to begin really any moment here. Wait, hold on. There might actually be a video. It says that something went wrong with the post that Pony made. Thank you, Pony. No, here's the answer. But there are some that are starting to trickle in.
They are trickling in. Okay. Somebody says Joe Starkey has lost his damn mind if he thinks Russ Wilson and Daniel Jones are better than Aaron Rodgers. How does anybody work with his feckless meandering every day? To which I said, I'd never said Jones, jackass. That was in reference to someone else. Pomp said that. I never said that. Did I, Limits?
No, you never said that.
Do you mind me calling him a jackass?
I could care less.
Me too. So do you have the call from before with that crazy man on his way to a workout? And I say that
41 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Do you have the call from the guy before him who said because he rides a bike at 51 or so that Aaron Rodgers will be good at 41? Can we hear a portion of that call? Because here's the dynamic I'm sensing. Not that it's a bad thing. It's fun. Is that the address to the team, the fact that Rodgers actually showed up, the fact, and I think it's a fact, that he's going to be throwing the ball around today and the receivers are going to be saying, man, you could hear that thing coming to you. That's just a different ball to catch, is going to have people going crazy around here. I think that's what's going to happen. It's what's already happening, that the tide is turning on public opinion. My opinion's not changing, but the tide certainly is. Can we hear some of that call?
Listen to this. I'm in my 50s, and I bike 4 or 5 miles on weekends every day. So if I could do this, and I worked every day of the week, I could think that Aaron Rodgers could do more than I could do.
Okay. You win on that one. Limits, please.
Thanks, Greg.
I couldn't help but laugh. Oh, this guy only has one follower, so I don't think there's much. I don't think much is going
to
be coming.
That's a burner account trying to get you.
Yeah. Let's hear my laugh. I'm curious to hear what happened there when he was in the middle of that. That just came out as a very high-pitched, unusual laugh, Limits. Can you play that clip again? If you wouldn't
mind. Listen to this. I'm in my 50s, and I bike 4 or 5 miles on weekends every day. So if I could do this, and I worked every day of the week, I could think that Aaron Rodgers could do more than I could do.
I'm sure he could. I'm not even going to get into that. How about this? Myles Garrett on Aaron Rodgers joining the AFC North. Do you want to hear that one, Limits?
Oh, I just saw it.
Why don't we play that next, shall we?
Let's do it. Great idea.
Oh, did he have a nice quote on that? And you can get the clip, can't you?
Yeah, I will look for it, yes. And I think I just saw it. Yes, I got it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Before we get to the Myles Garrett quote, we have something even better. Our roving reporter, Mr. Bob Pompiani, out at Oakmont. Bob, thank you for calling in. What's happening out there? Describe the scene. Any news items? What's going on?
No, it's a great scene here. The way they have this set up is unbelievable, Joe. When you come out here, you'll see for yourself. But it's very interesting. And I just did an interview with, you know, you've heard of the name Cleveland Golf, right?
Yeah.
So the man who actually owns it, came up with the Cleveland Wedge, Roger Cleveland. Spent a lot of time with him today talking about how he came up with all the degrees of loft on wedges. And he was the guy who came up with that. That was his thing. And he's been around for a long time, and it was a great conversation. But anyway, the reason I did him is because the wedge game is so important out here. We saw Shane Lowry get frustrated today in the high rough, couldn't get the ball out twice. We've seen players have all sorts of issues in deep bunkers. I'm telling you, even though it's kind of wet right now, by Thursday, things are going to dry out, and I still believe you're going to see over par as a score that wins. But who knows? It's a great setup. Scotty Scheffler yesterday spent 6.5 hours out here. Today he was out grinding as well. He's the number one player in the world. He's won $10 million in the last month alone, Joe. But he's put in more time than I think anyone, which is why he's been so successful.
Our guy Matt Vogt is out at 6:45 a.m. Thursday, correct?
Yes, he is. He says hello. I saw him yesterday, and he said he really appreciated coming on our show. And, yeah, 6:45, he'll hit the first shot off number one tee. And I think that'll actually help him because this is kind of an overwhelming experience. He's been signing a lot of autographs. People know of him because of a lot of the media attention he's gotten. And I think having play early is probably good for his system instead of sitting around till 3 in the afternoon.
I see Eduardo Molinari's out at 8:24 a.m. Is he related to Dave Molinari, Bob?
He may be, and if so, that means he is a Hall of Famer as well. There are only so many Molinaris around, but it's a different sort of spelling on the Molinari name. But, I mean, you got players from all over the world here. It's pretty amazing. And every little thing, we talked about a stip meter, Joe. You know how fast these greens are. But we saw Justin Thomas this morning out with his own personal stip meter trying to figure out how long, and he measured him at 15 inches. So that means 15 is on the stip meter. So you hit a little putt, it can travel, or 15 feet, I should say. And it's just, they're lightning fast already. By Thursday, they're going to get back to where I think they were prior to all this rain.
Have you run across?
I want to see us do it again, Joe. It's time. We have to come back and make a second trip here.
Oh, man, would I love to do that. Have you run across Phil Mickelson at all?
He's teeing off at 125 today. No, I have not seen him. We saw Hideki Matsuyama, who's a guy who's had success in big-time events. He went through an interesting stretching wreck. They have, and the thing about this place, they have all these specialized tents. Well, you know, with therapists, nutritionists, people who are there for physical therapy. They have people who make your clubs. If you want to change your club, you could do it right here in the truck. I mean, that's how specific and that's how important it is. You think losing by one shot, that one shot may cost you $1 million or $250,000. So every little detail is important here for these guys.
Scotty Scheffler, have you run across him, Bob?
Yeah, we saw him a lot yesterday. Like I said, he's grinding. That's the only way I can describe how his work is. He's going in every possible situation, which he also said, I don't plan and be in some of these. But he's doing it anyway just to make sure he can understand, you know, what's it like to get out of a greenside bunker? What's it like to get out of the rough as thick as it is? Or even, you know, 200 yards out from a green in the bunk, in the high rough. It's hard. You need specialized wedges and specialized clubs. To your point, Joe, I know you have a 9-wood or a 7-wood or a 6-wood. You have all these woods, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I saw two players today, Brian Harmon and Ben Griffin, I believe, and Eric Van Rooyen. They have as many as 7-woods. They went back to their truck, and they believe that if you get a 7-wood out of the rough here, you'll have more success than any iron you could have, which made me think of you, actually.
Limits, I would hate to – well, thank you, Bob. I would hate to leave you out of this conversation.
Bob, I see a video that you posted an hour ago saying don't overlook the grassy ditches which are lurking that you try to take a shot
from. I know them well. I know them well.
How difficult do you think that will be, and how difficult was it for you to try to get out of there?
Well, that's when we played, Joe, and the ditch got me a few times. I also, you know, sometimes my eyesight isn't so good. I had to make sure I put ditches, and it didn't come out the other way because that would have been bad to put that out because I've done that before.
That would be bad.
And I would have had some nasty granny. I didn't want to do that. So I made sure it was ditches, not the other word. And so, but you get in there. The best thing you do is take a drop. I talked to two players today, Trent Phillips. You don't know who he is, but he's a younger guy. And he said, if I ever get in one of those, and they're lurking out there, they cut across the 10th fairway. They're on number 12. It's very easy to get in them. He said, I won't even try to hit out of it. It's not worth it, as you saw in my video. You can't. So take a stroke and just move on with it.
And he's playing with Matt Vogt tomorrow or Thursday at 6:45 a.m. What's our plan for tomorrow, Bob? Are you going to be out on patrol again?
I'll be up here. I'll have more time to spend with you, though. Today I was running around doing a bunch of interviews and things. So tomorrow I'll be able to come in frequently, and we'll give you some insight about what's going on out here. But I know a lot of people are coming out. If you do come out, I think you'll have a great time. Are you going to be down? Where are you going to be, at the Oakmont Bakery?
I don't know. Nobody's told me yet. I have no idea. Limits, do you know? Where am I going to be tomorrow?
I think it's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. You will be at Oakmont Bakery.
Lucky me. Oh, I love that place.
And then, Bob, I will be doing the Bob Pompeiani show on Saturday from Oakmont Bakery. How about that?
Wow. How about that?
Will Bob be able to make an appearance on his own show?
I might be able to do that for you. Yes, Austin, I could.
Let's
but I'll be
it.
Busy out here because we have a lot of shows that we're doing and things, so it's kind of taking up a lot of time.
I hear you. You're doing a great job, and we'll let you get back to it, Bob. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Take care of yourself, Joe. Austin, have a great remainder of your day.
Thanks, Bob.
See you, buddy. That's Bob Pompeiani, Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Is it Myles Garrett for this comment?
Oh, you know
it
is.
Or do you like this comment?
I don't hate it, but it's Myles Garrett, so I don't like it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. This was Myles Garrett today when asked what he thinks of Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers.
What do you think about Aaron Rodgers coming into the AFC North?
What do I think about it?
Facing twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Put him in the graveyard.
You know, the little graveyard he has.
Yeah,
with is it in his own lawn that he does
this
at his house?
Yeah, for Halloween, he puts like an actual graveyard with all the quarterbacks that he's sacked in the actual graveyard.
He hasn't sacked many in the playoffs. Then again, neither has TJ, right?
No, Myles Garrett with one career sack in the playoffs. I looked it up earlier. That's it.
How many
one
for TJ?
One sack in three games. Myles Garrett also 5 total tackles in 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke about this earlier. It's like that ain't the position that you win from necessarily. TJ in the playoffs has 1 sack in 4 games. Limits. 1 sack, 3 tackles for loss, and 5 quarterback hits in 4 games. No forced fumbles, although he did pick one up for a touchdown against Kansas City. So It's about the quarterback. It is. We had some strong differences of opinions with callers today, although you were on their side. People getting very much wrapped up in the Aaron Rodgers thing. And I think part of that is the fact that he addressed the team and said he's all in to have the Zach Fraser interview from today.
We did. Zach Fraser was talking about what it was like when Aaron Rodgers talked.
I know he's seen a lot of football. I couldn't tell you how it's going to change.
First 2 years in the league, you're snapping to Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. You ever take a step back and think about that? Or
yeah,
you told yourself
cool.
that 3 years ago?
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Definitely myself as a younger kid would be pretty excited about that. I mean, I am too, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did he, I know you guys had a team meeting with him this morning. Did he address the team or talk to you guys at all in that first
meeting? Yeah, he talked today and like I said earlier, just said he's all in from now on.
Said he's all in from now on limits. That's good, right? Since
yeah.
he's here and he's the quarterback, I hope he's all in.
I think Aaron should have talked to the team. I mean, as the quarterback, you are the de facto leader. You are somebody who everyone is going to be looking to for questions and answers. So, yeah, I'm glad that he did come out and flat out say something. And that's one question I'm sure some of the players had. How much buy-in is there from this guy? How much dedication? How much commitment? All in, whether they believe it or not, is their own premise. But, yeah, I like hearing it from Rodgers.
Premise was the wrong word there, Lance.
I know.
That's what I like about
you. Catch it.
That's what I like about you. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Mostly sunny today and a high of Chris Hoke, 76. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, Mitch Keller on the mound today. He's somehow 1-8.
Unreal. He hasn't won a game since the last Miami series.
He had a 3.5 ERA in May. And he was like 0-6.
Yes.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
It's almost more mind-blowing than the Skeens thing.
It's because their offense, when he's been on the mound, has just been poor. They've scored runs for Heaney. They've scored runs for other guys. They've not scored runs for
those two. They haven't scored runs for anybody.
No.
Except lately. They have a winning record under Donald Kelly. And I think they're going to win again tonight. And I think they're going to win resoundingly tonight. And I think guys like Nick Gonzalez are going to start to get going. I think Horwitz hits a homer tonight.
Oh.
I think the Pirates win 7-3 tonight.
Wow.
You limits?
I think they're going to win as well. Noah Hyles came on yesterday with us and said that they're going to sweep Miami. Sweep.
I mean, what would be such a big deal about that?
No, there wouldn't. But seeing the Pirates sweep somebody?
That would be interesting. Well, they just swept the Phillies,
I know,
for God's sake.
Seeing them do back-to-back sweeps? Who would have thought?
Limits, do you think the Pirates are going to reach 500 this year?
No.
Why not?
They're playing at a 500 level right now.
They're playing above 500.
They would have to play at a 600 clip to get back to that point for a chunk of the season.
Do you think if they get within five games of 500 by the All-Star break, they will? If they have a huge month of June?
If they do that, then they have a chance to.
Maybe seven games.
They're 13 under right now. I mean, that is to be able to get back.
I know, but if they win, if they do sweep the series, they're 11 under.
And they're 11 under.
They take two out of the next three, they're not 10 under.
Yeah, but then, you know, they're going to have a stretch where they lose 4 out of 6. Because that's what baseball does, Joe. Everything evens itself out, and it plateaus.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.